Sports.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it off or tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio. He's a little sensitive about the teeing it up thing. You don't golf now, do you, Bob?
I didn't golf then. I'm the only person. I borrowed my son's set of golf clubs. I don't golf, and I explode my entire career over a golf trip.
Yeah, I would start now. Don't pick it up now unless you're with the grandkids and you're just doing like miniature golf or something.
Oh, that's right.
So speaking of exploding, how about what happened between Attorney General Eric Holder and Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert? They got into a massive back and forth at the House Judiciary Committee hearing. Somebody actually even sent me a link. You sent me one, too, but I got one earlier from somebody else. And I loved the one phrase, the phrase that pays, and I'm saying it for you. What was the highlight in your opinion?
Yeah, you don't want to go there, buddy. You don't want to go there, okay? I mean, that was the Attorney General. And then Congressman Gohmert is like, I don't need lectures from you about contempt. I don't need that. Don't ever think that. You know, they should have just went out in the hallway, seriously, and just started shoving each other around, you know?
Yeah, yeah. When you were on the Hill, did you ever see anyone do little fisticuffs?
Yeah, Duke Cunningham, who did 6 years more than, no, 8 years more than me, Duke Cunningham, I think he broke somebody's finger one day.
Oh!
Then he got mad at him and he pushed him. I saw that. In the state senate, I saw a state senator punch another Republican. They were both Republicans, punch him out. But I'm trying to remember what else in Congress. I mean, I saw people say all kinds of things and, you know, get up in each other's faces. But, yeah, Cunningham broke someone's finger, I think.
Yeah, I love that. I'm going to have to look that up. I'm going to have to make a few phone calls. But I bet you that was wild to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's no, you know, between Holder and Gohmert, of course, that's just a war of words, and Gohmert was trying to get his goat, if you will.
Sure.
So, yeah, same as usual. You know, I said this to you off the air, but it just takes 140 characters to crash a career now or to get you in the mix, get you big headlines. And Cuban was in the news. Tell us about that.
This thing is, I mean, this seriously will keep media employed for years, this type of stuff. There's a budget request hearing, and the Senator Leahy, and he's chairman of the subcommittee, and he's a Democratic Senate member. So Rajiv Shah is the administrator for USAID. You know, and they're supposed to do projects and dental care and helping people, et cetera. Well, the two questions that Senator Leahy asked is, first, you know, who on earth was stupid enough to create this Cuban Twitter, and why didn't they tell him about it? So what they did, the USAID and its contractors set up a front company, a false company, in Spain and the Cayman Islands, offshore, and that was to hide the money trail. Then they recruited CEOs of companies without telling them that they'd be really working for a U.S. taxpayer-funded project. So they made Zun Zunio, is what they called it. It's Cuban for something. And they took 2 years to grow it, and they had 40,000 subscribers, and the whole point was to have a revolution, create a revolution on Castro. I mean, you had to be kidding me. And they didn't tell anybody. And, of course, they went offshore and funneled money and lied with taxpayers' dollars.
Nice. Yeah.
So they're going to get grilled in two more hearings this week. And this is bipartisan, by the way. Everybody's having that this group.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Absolutely. So we go from that to, you know, somebody sent me a note the other day saying, I was talking about Hillary Clinton. She's the lock for the Democrats. It's Hillary Clinton and everybody else, let's face it, if she wants to do it in 2016. And I keep hearing from people who have been, Benghazi is going to be her Achilles heel. And how about the former Attorney General Muskie calling for select committee on Benghazi? This is the thing that's not going to die, isn't it?
Yeah, Kate, that one surprised me that he got in a fray of it. Now, he called on it, though, because he said that, you know, the way the Congress is doing it, they're just doing talking points. If they really want to do something, have a select committee, do it the right way instead of this basically, you know, kind of all political back and forth bantering. I don't think it's going to be a silver bullet for Hillary Clinton, personally.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, there's only so much information they know, and I don't think there's anything else really lying out there. But he said, let's do a select committee if you really want to get down to not talking, you know, with little script cards.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this question, just kind of spitballing here. If you have Jeb Bush who decides to run for the Republicans and Hillary Clinton on the other side, can you imagine a Clinton clashing, easy for me to say, with a Bush again? Who do you think wins that horse race?
Oh, well, Hillary Clinton wins because I think Jeb Bush has as much chance to be the next president as I do the next pope. And I don't really have much of a chance of that. Now, I don't think Bush even makes it out of the primary arena. But Clinton and Bush, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Because you'd have Bill Clinton in it and Hillary Clinton in it and George Bush and his brother and the father, everybody. But
yeah.
I think Hillary Clinton would win that. I think people honestly will have fatigue with the Bush name by that time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
I do.
All right, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Bob Ney, thanks. Be careful about those 140 characters, okay?
Oh, I'm going to stay away from it.
Thanks, Bob.
No pictures either. Thank you.
Bye. It's funny, talking about Hillary Clinton, she was on a stop in San Francisco. She was doing this Marketing Nation summit, and she's doing a three-state West Coast swing. She said the reason she's still thinking about whether she's going to run or not is because she's enjoying her life right now. The specific quote that I saw that came out of it is she said, "I'm not going to make a decision for a while. I'm actually enjoying having fun, doing ordinary things like seeing my friends, going on long walks, playing with our dogs. At the end of the day, it's what gives you joy and meaning to your life." And she acknowledged she sidestepped the CEO of Marketo's question, Phil Fernandez, who asked the question about, you know, hey, are you going to run, which everybody asks her everywhere she goes, and she said, "I danced around it pretty well." Right, but there's really no question about it. The super PACs are geared up. We've already talked about it backwards and forwards. It's Clinton. I mean, it's Clinton, because she's going to have her long walks, her time with her dogs, her dinners with Bill, and she's going to be ready to try to get back to the business of, "I'm going to run for president." So the question becomes, who are the Republicans putting up against Hillary Clinton? That's going to be continuing that theme, I think, for us here for the next couple of years, because 2016 is off in the horizon, but believe it or not, it will be here sooner rather than later. By the way, I wanted to make sure you understood the joke about Bob Ney. He's very, very open to talking about what happened. He was convicted on charges of corruption and served a 30-month jail sentence. And he represented Ohio forever, from 1995 until 2006. He's very popular. And he ended up resigning after he pled guilty to charges of conspiracy and making false statements. And this was all in relation to Jack Abramoff and the Indian lobbying scandal. The joke about the golf is he hates golf, doesn't golf well at all, but went on that trip to Scotland. And all of that ended up being what became his downfall, as he said there. So Bob Ney, who was known for a lot of things before that, then ended up doing prison time. And, of course, now you hear him here on America Tonight. He works with Talk Radio News, and he's a definite insider. There's no question about it. You want a good laugh and some really good inside stuff on what happened in Washington in the 90s and in the 2000s, all the way up to the mid-2000s, pick up Sideswiped. He wrote that book about a year ago. Coming up next, the plane. Oh, we have the information. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist
Hello.
Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Is that the sonar, the new pings that have been heard, Flight 370? Honestly, I mean, that's a sound effect, but that's kind of what it would sound like. Now they're saying that it looks like there's an extra pinger on board the Chinese ship, and so they're trying to see what they can find. Earlier in the day, if you had flipped on for a second any news source, you would have heard that, oh, the optimism is being quelled. It certainly, it doesn't look like it's a very good situation for the plane now, and it's switched around. Now there is optimism because more pinging or pulses have been heard. It's that locator beacon they're looking for. So they think they're searching in the right area, the two new signals for Flight 370. They're hunting the pings. They're trying to piece this together, and they're trying to find the plane, find pieces of the plane, and cautiously saying they believe that they will find this plane in Australia. I mean, you know, just tune in, and depending on the time of day, you'll hear different information. We're not optimistic now. Geez, we are optimistic. Right now, optimism is running high. But you know what? It's so much bigger than this whole thing of finding the plane. The deal is what happened here? How do you prevent something like this, a plane disappearing in the future? You know, we had Patrick Huey on with us, who was an airline captain forever and a day and flew hundreds, thousands of flights. And didn't fly a 777, but the next thing below it he did. And he talked about the fact that there's no question they'd have to invest a lot of money, but you can get a better system of finding the plane where you can always find it. Almost 99.9% guaranteed. Instead of this whole ping mystery. So the bottom line is this. With what we have in the sky, with the things that we're able to do, with the sophistication of a machine like a Boeing 777? It doesn't make sense that we can't find a flight. I mean, right? Radar, communication, towers. I mean, I get this. Look, having the chance, the opportunity to fly a small Cessna and just learning what that was like and the contact we had to make and the way we had to look across the skies, it gave me a different perspective on a very, very tiny scale. On the scale that we're talking about, I mean, are you kidding me? With radar and communication, it just makes no sense. There has to be a better way to solve these mysteries in the future than this whole signal bouncing back from the plane into the antenna and painting a dot on an air traffic controller screen. Here, you want a scary movie to watch? Watch Pushing Tin. Because I've been in a tower, and let me tell you, it's definitely what happens. That movie is dead on right. You're just a piece of tin in the sky, a little dot on a scope, a code that is assigned by air traffic control, the flight number, the tail number, the airspeed, all of that. That's what you get on that scope. So you've got this transponder code. It just seems to me that there's some other things that could happen in this communication road, especially on a big flight. And there are gaps in radar coverage and communication. I mean, what happens when a flight fails to call in at an expected time and a point? The controller would try to, would contact and be on the frequency. So we still might not find Flight 370. We still might not find it. Because of the program subscribed to by the airline. So if the unit failed, it performs what they call a handshake with the satellite. But another system on board the plane, 370, may have saved the day or pinpoint the position of the plane to the air traffic controller. Yeah, come on. There has got to be a better way to do this. And there are countries that are getting a better system. It's called ADS-B. And what it does is, it would change the way you communicate with the flight. There's a better way to dispatch it. There's a better way to prevent an airline from disappearing instead of just this black box deal. It's a better fix. The way you can stream the aircraft information, right? So, they'd have to look at data security, but bandwidth, they'd have to increase that. But it's an upgrade into what most airlines have now. The airplane sending its own signal to the satellite, which returns the signal to a ground base station. Then it becomes a target display on a controller screen. Right? All of that mixed in, how much more effective can we get? So now you have searchers combing those thousands of square areas of the Indian Ocean for the pings. They hear a couple of pings, and the excitement begins. Are they going to find the plane? Are they any closer to finding it? It's interesting because we're not checking the mailbag now, but I got a couple of emails from some of you. One from Joe, who says, Kate, man, I am so sick of this Flight 370. I give you cred. You're not over-talking it necessarily. I have to tell you, listening to some of the other national hosts, it's on and on about aliens and cockamamie crap and conspiracies of what really could have happened here. I mean, listen, if there is some kind of a conspiracy, I think it's the ones that you outlined, and I'm voting for it could have been an attempted hijacking that somehow went wrong. What do you think? Yeah, hijacking would be on my list, and it could have gone wrong, absolutely. Or even still the theory about the pilot deciding that he's gonna take the plane out for whatever reason. And maybe none of those, neither one of those are an explanation. Or trying to just kidnap someone on the plane, somebody said to me. I mean, we might not know it, and that's the rough thing. Even if they find the plane, they still might not know the reasons why, and you can speculate backwards and forward and still not have any inkling as to what really happened here. It would be great to know that. Because if somebody can hijack, and which I don't think it's impossible, can you hijack a plane? Sure, we've seen it before. A 777 and think you're going to land it on some island or do something more nefarious, get the plane, use it for something else. I mean, piecing together this plane mystery is, I have to say, it has been a long time, over a month, but it is interesting to think of the possibilities of what could have happened here. And we might not know the true ending of this story, which would be very frustrating, I think, for the people who have been searching for the plane. Very, very, very frustrating. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the White House and equal pay. It was Equal Pay Day at the White House, so what is that all about? Some reaction on the Hill to it and what the president had to say. And then also we'll mix in a couple of other things as well that are on our radar. We don't need any pings. We've turned our black box locator off. I think you can find us pretty easily here on the network or through AmericaTonight.net. By the way, Jack says, throwing in his two cents, we need an active GPS system that can't be turned off. And touche, that would be one way to go. So you have the instruments and the radar and all of that, and then to have the GPS system. The plane that I was flying had the GPS system. My friend had was very good about that. So there was GPS, and then there was instruments. There was a lot of backup in that plane if you should suddenly lose your way or sight line or something else should happen. So he had that mounted onto his steering column, and so sure enough, that was there. A GPS system that couldn't be turned off on a plane, you would think there'd be a way to do that other than this whole thing with the boxes and the pulse sounds and the locator beacon. And I would say that would be one of the things, if I were an airline exec, I'd be right at the drawing board right now sitting down with my engineers. How does this 777 disappear? I'm running American. I want to know, because I want to make the plane safer. I don't want this to happen to one of our birds. Stay with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Tonight, an upcoming guest, Jenna Russell, will join us on Thursday. You know, the Boston Marathon is coming up next week, and she and Scott Hellman wrote a book called Boston Under Attack, The City's Courageous Recovery and the Epic Hunt for Justice, Long Mile Home. And this book is pretty incredible that they put together. Jenna Russell is a New York Times bestseller author. She wrote Lost Lion, and both of them were touched by what happened in Boston, living in Boston. So we'll talk to her about what it's been like, the long mile home for the people in Boston, and now getting ready for another Boston Marathon. But we're talking about the missing plane and the pings and the systems aboard planes now, and things that could be done to change that so that it just doesn't pop out of the sky the way it did, or theoretically there are ways to do that. I've talked to plenty of pilots. It just is the problem of costing a lot of money in some cases. Let's go to Jack in Australia, really ground zero for this search outside of Perth. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Good morning, Kate. I'm doing well. You were mentioning the GPS thing before. The problem, everyone thinks, oh, I've got a GPS so people can follow me. Most GPS systems, including those used in light sport aviation, are passive. They receive the signals from the satellite, but they don't actually transmit a signal back. Now, shipping for many years, especially commercial cargo shipping, have what's known as an active GPS. It actually sends a small burst of data back up to the satellite so that it can be tracked. And you know, this is where I'm sort of thinking we can borrow from the maritime industry and have this system put into the tail or somewhere on the aircraft, and in such a way that it cannot be turned off. Mm-hmm. That way, if somebody does hijack it and they cut the power to the instrumentation, there is a backup battery on there. The system that's used in the commercial shipping, if the power is cut off, there is a backup battery on there which lasts for several days. So, we have this backup system, but more to the point is it can't be turned off. The data packets, they only need to be small amounts of text, direction, GPS coordinates, and airplane state, you know, what altitude, what speed, what direction it's heading, and, you know, whether the other electronics and navigation aids are turned on or off. It's not going to take a great deal of data. The infrastructure, for the most part, is already in place. It would just require adding a new system to the aircraft.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a smart thing that would be to do. Whatever the cost is, I think it's well worth it, Jack, because if I am running American Airlines, if I'm running any other big airline, I certainly don't want to have this happen where, and we know this, they're going to get sued. They're going to pay money out. They're paying money out already to the families. And plus, they don't want their lives to be lost and, you know, a disappearing flight. There could be a nefarious reason, hijackers, whatever. So why not try to put in some things that would help you locate it that much faster?
And these units aren't really that much that expensive. I mean, there are systems currently available for the trucking industry. There are units that are fitted to fishing boats that sail out of Florida into the Caribbean and so on.
Yeah.
So the Coast Guard can track them. I believe that the smaller maritime units are required on fishing vessels that have what's known as trusted status with the Coast Guard and with immigration. They go out into international waters, but the ship's masters are all vetted by Homeland Security and so on, so that they have this trusted status, so people don't have to clear customs and immigration just to go fishing in international waters. So these active systems are available. They're economical. It's not going to cost, I believe, a great deal of money on an industry level to upgrade these aircraft to that level.
Yeah, and I think they should do that. You and I have been talking about the reaction in Australia, and now all of a sudden it's positive again. Is that what you're getting? You're there. Certainly it's morning, and now this is what's been on the morning shows in Australia. Is this what everybody's talking about, the what's happening with the plane and the search?
It's certainly more positive again. They were starting to lose hope when, you know, they hadn't picked up a signal. It's now, what would it be there? Coming up to 11:30 in the afternoon, in the morning, I should say, in Perth. So, the fact that they've detected a distinct signal again in a similar area, has sort of started lifting the spirits. I know that people were beginning to think it was another false lead, given the frequency was off just a little bit, and they hadn't been able to pick up another signal. But now that they found another one, they're trying to zero it in. The Australian ship is having another go at it. The Chinese and I think the New Zealand Navy are also zeroing in on that area to try and triangulate that area.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for, as always, giving us an update, and I like your 2 cents. I think there are ways to do it. As you said, the great example is look what they're able to do in Florida on those boats, and that saved many a life. Thanks, Jack.
Cheers, guys.
All right, so now if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Laura in, I think, Boston. Hey, how are you? Do you have a theory on this?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing, Kate? It's a true honor to talk to you. I absolutely love your show, and I wish you were on in Boston. Yes, just like Jack just said, like some people may be losing hope. I personally agree with him on that end. I don't think like they're going to find the plane. I would hope they do, but they've been looking for it for like over a month or so, you know?
Yeah.
But I do hope they find it. And, you know, like I said, I'm just losing hope myself, you know, but like, I just hope they find it soon, you know, hope they could find out what really happened and put everybody at ease, you know?
Yeah, so does this story about the plane have you fascinated, too, because it's so strange that it's so big and it, you know, it sort of defies what your mind can think that, wow, this plane just disappeared into thin air kind of thing?
Yes, and plus, like you were saying before you took Jack, like some people may have their different theories. I do have, like, different theories, like maybe it's been hijacked or sent to somewhere else or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to think
mm-hmm.
that, but, you know, who knows? Who knows what happened to it, you know?
Yeah, who knows? The theories out there abound. There's no question about that. Laura, thanks for listening to us, and we're trying to get on in Boston. We appreciate it. So, you know, you can tell that, obviously, the possibility, and we've said this before, I talked to somebody the other day about what's a possibility? Could you orchestrate? It's like, you know, it's like what you see in the movies, and it's fantasy. So you think of the last Batman and stretching that and what can happen to a plane and whatnot. But as a pilot told me the other day, it's not impossible to think that you could take the plane and land it somewhere else. For goodness sake, they've done that before in the past. But to really just have this evaporate, just shut it down, shut out anything from within the cockpit, have the pilot involved, and have enough people on the ground in the plane coordinating everything, that the possibility of trying to do that is not that far-fetched. And then, of course, there's no contact with the people if you were to take the plane up where they would go unconscious and then they would eventually die. So you knock out that whole thing. But what's the purpose and who would be behind it? And, of course, then you think terrorism. But I don't believe we're going to know. I don't believe we're going to find out that that's what's happened. If they really are hearing all these signals, these two new signals, then they might start getting a piece of this plane. You know, and that's what they desperately want. They want a piece of the plane because they don't believe the plane has had that happen to it, that it's landed somewhere else, somebody took it over, got rid of the people on the plane. You know, some of our theories that it went onto some island because now they've got the beacon and they're hearing it again and again, and they feel pretty confident from what I understand, even though they're not quite saying that 100%, that they know this is here. They just want to find it. They just want a piece of the jet to be able to show the families and to, as proof for the airline, and then to go deeper. That's fine because it will take a while to do that, and who knows if it's broken up and all that other sort of stuff. But if they can just get that piece, that's the evidence. You know, show me the evidence. If you show me the evidence, you know, then I'll be willing to go along with you. So that's what the Malaysians are hoping for, and that's what they're hoping for coming out of Australia, that, you know, the idea that just a week or so ago, that there could be some survivors if it were hijacked, because that was kind of floating through the families, some of the families that were waiting to hear about their loved ones who were on the flight, thinking, yeah, geez, if they were just kidnapped somewhere, maybe there's a way to get them back if they've landed on some island. So they were reading all the stuff that the British newspapers were printing, and they were starting to absorb some of that. All right, so hang with us. Equal pay, that was the theme, as I said before, at the White House. Was there a payoff? We'll tell you next.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now, we're here because today is Equal Pay Day. Equal Pay Day. And it's nice to have a day. But it's even better to have equal pay. That's like adding an extra 6 miles to a marathon. It's not right. Equal pay for equal work. It's not that complicated.
So the president thinks, flat out, forget the 77 cents that every woman makes to the dollar a man makes in America. Equal pay, baby. So he declared it Equal Pay Day at the White House. But check this out. Here's the scoop on the White House. You got to be careful when you throw that kind of stuff out. You got to really vet it. Female federal workers in the early years of the Obama administration had a median salary of nearly 93% of what their male counterparts earned. And this is up to 2011. And this is, by the way, from the U.S. Merit Systems Protection Board. So they compiled the numbers. It's not from some right-wing, you know, think tank or whatever that pulled the numbers. I mean, these are the facts. This is, has nothing to do with politics. The facts are the facts. And that figure for female federal workers' earnings was up from just over 83% in 91, so it doesn't match the type of pay parity the White House was talking about. So it doesn't work. And it's interesting because the reporters, for once, at the White House, I shouldn't say for once, because we know reporters that cover the White House. Jeff Holtzman is there. Victoria Jones is there. When they let Ellen Ratner in, she's there. And some of the others from Talk Radio News, which is fabulous. We have them on the show for that reason. They're there. They're covering the Capitol. They're covering the Supreme Court. They're covering the White House. They have what you call a hard pass. So they've been cleared. So they go into, you know, every day, the daily briefing. Jay Carney was just barraged with the math from reporters. And he said, I can tell you that we've aggressively addressed the challenge. And obviously, you know, at the 88 cents that you're all citing to me, it's not 100, but it's better than the national average, because that's what they were saying. Listen, it might be, you know, 88 cents, so it's not 77 cents, but it's still not equal pay. And the president is saying equal pay. It's not equal pay. So there's misinformation flying around, right? And this is the thing. The administration waves the flag, because this was part of one of the running themes the first time around. You know, he has two daughters. He wants them to earn the equal pay for what they do as a man would, blah, blah, blah. So the priority, the first priority, was signing the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act into law. But it hasn't done that. It hasn't gotten equal pay for equal work. So, I mean, here's the thing. It shows you, you say one thing, you watch the politics and how it all falls out. And then it's much more complicated than that, because there are separate processes. And, of course, it's very different when you're talking about different kinds of jobs. In fact, we'll take it a little further. Among women, these are all figures that are out there. Median weekly earnings for mothers of children under age 18 were $680. That's below the earnings for women without children under 18, $697. This is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And for men, earnings for fathers with children under 18 were $946. So the woman, $680, the man, $946. This is from the labor statistics, compared with $799 for men without children under 18. I mean, so there you go. The president signed it in 2009. Supposedly gave women more time to sue for pay discrimination. And now on Monday, the president signed executive orders that encourage federal contractors to make pay information more transparent so women and minorities would know if they're being treated equally. Good luck with that. See, the Democrats are trying to use this, I think, equal pay as a midterm, probably a midterm issue for them. The reaction on the Hill, you have two different sides of the coin. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi and Eric Cantor had two different thoughts on equal pay. One thinks it's a ruse, and one thinks it is living up to what the tweets say. Take a listen.
You know, I've seen the news this morning. It seems that the White House is having a little problem on this themselves. And, you know, I think it demonstrates again, it's probably better for us to sit down and see how we can make sure that the law is being properly implemented rather than play politics with this.
We have 197 co-sponsors of the for the discharge petition on the Paycheck Fairness Act. It really would make all the difference in the world to families if they would live up to their tweets.
All right, so there you go. 2014, an election year, midterms, and the Democrats are out there pushing that. But the thing is, they're trying to convince females that the new laws, the laws that are out there, are working. And obviously, even in the White House, it's not what they're saying it is. And, you know, the whole idea of equal pay for equal work seems pretty simple. But it's not a simple issue. Because here's the problem that's not being accounted for. What about education? What about somebody that's been with the company longer, has more experience? And a woman could be on the side of that, right? So if the woman has more experience, more education, more, you know, whatever, so if it's supposed to be just equal across the board, well, then of course not. Then it's not apples to apples. It's just, that doesn't work out that way. That's the problem. And this is why the courts always have a hard time, well, not a hard time, but that's why they're mediating it. And they've been doing that since the 60s, because companies have lawsuits over gender discrimination with regard to wages. Now, of course, there's discrimination out there. Of course, there's stupidity. And, of course, that's really even on both sides of, I think, for male and for female. So that's why I don't think you can really have an across-the-board law that's going to easily be rolled out, that's going to easily make sense, and that's going to work. It's not, because of those things that I just said. And for the last couple of elections, the Democrats are saying that the Republicans are like cavemen, and it's like a war on women, that they don't care about women. They're opposed to the Lilly Ledbetter Act, and they're opposed to equal pay for equal work. But the Lilly Ledbetter Act, if you really peel back the onion, we have Andrew Szabo coming up a couple hours from now. If you peel back the onion on it, it doesn't, it's not really that simple. It's not equal pay for equal work at all. That's not what it is. And then with the suing thing, you better have a big pot where you can pull the money out to sue, unless somebody's taking it on a contingency basis. So it's pretty interesting if you dig a little bit further, I think, on this issue. And this is one where you have to dig. You know, equal pay for the equal job, if all things considered are equal, that would just be great if that can happen. Or how about, it's just like the best person for the job, regardless of what they are. Just how about the best person for the job when you're looking to hire somebody? But that goes deeper into a different direction. How interesting is it that they didn't check their numbers, because the numbers were wrong? I mean, you can't tout the policy. I mean, I guess you can, and say, you know, this is, I officially declare the White House, this is equal, this is equal pay day, but it's not equal. If they look at further and see what the women are making and what the men are making, as I just told you, there is a pay gap. And because of this, everybody's sort of looking into, some on the Hill are looking into their office to see where it's at. Is there a gap? But a lot of times it's more, has more to do about the experience and the education and all of that I just mentioned than the rest. So you got to be careful when you throw those things out there. All right, something that I want to leave you with. If in your backyard you've got somebody who deserves a daily salute, I want to hear about it. Somebody who's done something incredible, whether they gave their time, gave money, did something that turned your community around. I want to hear about it. Send it to me, americatonight.net.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.